A decision that's put Poland on a collision course with Brussels. The president of the Constitutional Tribunal declared some articles of the EU treaties clash with clauses in the Polish constitution.
The Republic of Poland cannot function as a sovereign and democratic state. It is inconsistent with Article 2, Article 8 and Article 90, paragraph 1 of the Polish Constitution.
A case requested by the Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki on whether EU institutions could stop Poland from reorganizing its judiciary. Outside the court, deep unhappiness from pro-European Union demonstrators.
We'll have to start learning the Russian language because Poland does not fit in with Europe anymore.
We will manage. We survived the Soviet occupation. It's not easy, but we will survive this.
The European Commission's reaction came swiftly with a message: the EU does not function as a pick-and-choose system.
We are very firm on the different principles, and we will use all the tools at our disposal to be sure that it's possible to protect such a kind of principles, because it's at the core of the Union, and it's the protection of the citizens, it's the protection of the internal markets, it's the protection of all the different actors in the Union.
Relations between Warsaw and Brussels have been strained by Poland's judicial reforms that began when the Law and Justice Party took power in 2015. Opponents say that the reforms amount to a government takeover of the justice system. It also drew condemnation from the EU Court of Justice and led to the Commission blocking Poland's access to the EU Pandemic Recovery Fund. The government has said that this is about Poland's sovereignty. Its opponents say it could push Poland out of the EU altogether. And given the overwhelming support for the EU within Poland, that would backfire on the Law and Justice Party, which has already seen its support weaken over its handling of the pandemic. A political defeat from which it might never recover. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera.